How to tell a true war story. This is true. I had a buddy in Vietnam. His name was Bob Kiley, but everybody called him Rat. A friend of his gets killed. So about a week later, Rat sits down and writes a letter to the guy's sister. Rat tells her what a great brother she had, how together the guy was, a number one pal and comrade, a real soldier, Rat says. Then he tells a few stories to make the point. How her brother would always volunteer for stuff nobody else would volunteer for in a million years. Dangerous stuff, like doing recon or going out in these really badass night patrols. Stainless steel balls, Rat tells her. The guy was a little crazy, for sure, but crazy in a good way. A real daredevil, because he liked the challenge of it. He liked testing himself. Just man against gook. A great, great guy, Rat says. Anyway, it was a terrific letter, very personal and touching. Rat almost bawls writing it. He gets all teary telling about the good times they had together, how her brother made the war seem almost fun, always raising hell and lighting up vills and bringing smoke to bear every which way. A great sense of humor, too, like the time at this river when he went fishing with a whole damn crate of hand grenades. Probably the funniest thing in world history, Rat says. All that gore about 20 zillion dead gook fish. Her brother, he had the right attitude. He knew how to have a good time. On Halloween, this real hot, spooky night, the dude paints up his body all different colors and puts on this weird mask and hikes over to a vill and goes trick-or-treating almost stark naked. Just boots and balls and an M16. A tremendous human being, Rat says. Pretty nutso sometimes, but you could trust him with your life. And then the letter gets very sad and serious. Rat pours his heart out. He says he loved the guy. He says the guy was his best friend in the world. They were like soulmates, he says. Like twins or something. They had a whole lot in common. He tells the guy's sister he'll look her up when the war's over. So what happens? Rat mails the letter. He waits 2 months. The dumb coos never writes back. A true war story is never moral. It doesn't instruct nor encourage virtue, nor suggest models of proper human behavior, nor restrain men from doing the things men have always done. If a story seems moral, don't believe it. If at the end of a war story you feel uplifted, or if you feel that some small bit of rectitude has been salvaged from the larger waste, then you've been made the victim of a very old and terrible lie. There is no rectitude whatsoever. There is no virtue. As a first rule of thumb, therefore, you can tell a true war story by its absolute and uncompromising allegiance to obscenity and evil. Listen to Rat Kiley. Coos, he says. He doesn't say bitch. He certainly doesn't say woman or girl. He says coos. Then he spits and stares. He's 19 years old. It's too much for him. So he looks at you with those big, sad, gentle, killer eyes and says, coos, because his friend is dead, and because it's so incredibly sad and true. She never wrote back. You can tell a true war story if it embarrasses you. If you don't care for obscenity, you don't care for the truth. If you don't care for the truth, watch how you vote. Send guys to war, they come home talking dirty. Listen to Rat. Jesus Christ, man, I write this beautiful fucking letter. I slave over it, and what happens? The dumb coos never writes back.